Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We began our journey around Jerusalem's ramparts, learning lessons about the progress of faith from the first four gates: salvation at the sheep gate, testimony at the fish gate, obedience at the old gate, and humility at the valley gate. Let's remember what these broken and burned gates illustrate. The enemy does everything possible to block our access to the one who dwells between the cherubim. Are you trusting alone in the blood of the Lamb? Is there vigorous and effective evangelism among the lost? Do we preach, quote, Christ and Him crucified? 1 Corinthians 2:2. Are you, out of the midst of compromised Christendom, seeking to walk in the simple and Christ-centered ways of the New Testament church? Does humility characterize 21st century believers? Do you and I? Or is it time to say again, quote, let us rise up and build? But let's continue on our tour to gate 5, the refuse gate, verse 14, where we discover the blessing of confessing. Quote, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Psalm 32, verse 1. Have you had a garbage collection lately? It's so important to keep short accounts with God. Not surprisingly, next to the refuse gate is gate 6, the fountain gate, verse 15. And we remember the Lord's promise that living water will flow from the believer to others. What is this fountain? Quote, this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. John 7:39. How vital to yield to him, neither grieving, Ephesians 4:30, nor quenching, 1 Thessalonians 5:19, his gracious influence in our lives. Then, side by side with the fountain gate, we come to gate 7, the water gate, Nehemiah 3:26. It's there we'll see Israel listening raptly to the word in chapter 8. Yes, we're kept clean by, quote, the washing of water by the word, Ephesians 5:26.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.